Private Citizen, the traffic stop that changed everything. Derek Lawson had always been a law-abiding man. He worked hard, paid his taxes, and minded his own business. But one evening, as he was driving home from work, flashing red and blue lights appeared in his rearview mirror. He pulled over, confused. He hadn't been speeding. The officer approached his window, hand resting on his holster. License and registration. Derek handed them over. "Did I do something wrong, officer?" The cop ignored the question, taking the documents back to his cruiser. When he returned, his demeanor had changed. "There's an issue with your vehicle registration," the officer said. "Step out of the car." Derek's stomach tightened. "What issue?" "It appears your registration expired last month. That's a violation. Step out of the car." Derek hesitated. This was a minor infraction. Why was the cop acting like he was a criminal? The officer's voice hardened. "If you don't comply, I'll place you under arrest." That's when Derek realized this had nothing to do with a traffic violation. This was about control. He complied. Moments later, he was in handcuffs, his car being towed, and the officer smugly telling him, "You can sort this out in court." That night in jail, Derek realized something. He had no real rights. The state could stop him, fine him, seize his property, and imprison him, all because of a bureaucratic technicality. Something was seriously wrong with this system, and he was going to figure out how to escape it. The illusion of authority. Derek spent weeks researching the legal system, digging through court rulings, statutory laws, and constitutional texts. What he discovered shocked him. The government doesn't rule over people, it rules over corporations. When Derek was born, his parents unknowingly registered him with the state by signing his birth certificate. This created a corporate legal fiction in his name, written in all caps on government documents. His Social Security number was nothing more than a tracking number assigned to that corporate entity. The real Derek Lawson was not the corporate entity. But every time he presented a driver's license, paid taxes, or signed a contract, he was unknowingly agreeing to be treated as that corporate entity. The police only have jurisdiction over corporate entities. Officers don't enforce constitutional law. They enforce statutory law that only applies to U.S. citizens and legal fictions. By carrying a state-issued ID and registering his car, Derek had unknowingly placed himself under state jurisdiction. This meant the government could fine, tax, and imprison him at will. But what if he legally removed himself from that jurisdiction? That's when he found out about status correction, reclaiming his birthright. Derek realized that he didn't have to be a U.S. citizen. He could legally declare himself a private American national and remove himself from statutory law. Step 1, declaring his status as a private citizen. He filed an affidavit of status declaring that he was a living man, not a corporate fiction. He sent a declaration of private citizenship to the DMV, IRS, and police department, stating that they no longer had legal authority over him. He requested a state passport that reflected his status as an American national, not a U.S. citizen. Step 2, removing himself from government contracts. He revoked his voter registration, severing any presumed allegiance to the federal government. He stopped using his Social Security number for financial transactions, cutting ties to public jurisdiction. He updated all contracts to state, non-assumpsit, no liability. Protecting his property with the trust fortress. He transferred his home, vehicles, and bank accounts into a private trust, meaning the government could no longer seize them. He created a 508c1a trust to operate tax-free and outside government control. He ensured that all business dealings were conducted in private commerce, free from IRS oversight. Derek had legally removed himself from state jurisdiction. But the real test came when he faced the system again, the next traffic stop. Months later, Derek was driving home when he saw red and blue lights flashing behind him. He pulled over, rolling down his window just an inch. The officer approached. "License and registration." Derek calmly handed him a private travel affidavit issued by his trust. "What is this?" the cop asked, frowning. "I am a private American national, traveling under my natural rights," Derek said. "I am not engaged in commerce and have no contract with the state." The officer's face hardened. "Step out of the car." Derek stayed calm. "Officer, before I do, I need to establish jurisdiction. Do you have a claim against me? Is there an injured party?" The officer hesitated. You're required to have a license to drive on public roads. Derek shook his head. I am not driving. Driving is a commercial term that applies to those operating under state contracts. I am traveling privately. The cop was flustered. He stepped back and radioed in. 5 minutes later, he returned, clearly frustrated. Look, I'm letting you go with a warning. Just get your paperwork straight. Derek smiled. They had no authority over him anymore, and they knew it. Becoming untouchable, Derek had done it. He had removed himself from government jurisdiction, legally declared himself a private citizen, protected his property inside an untouchable trust, stopped using public contracts that gave the government control over him. He was no longer just a man. He was a private citizen. And now he was on a mission to help others escape the system. Most people live their lives under an illusion of freedom. They believe they have rights until the police, the courts, or the IRS take everything away from them. But Derek had found the exit. By correcting his status, removing himself from contracts, and protecting his assets inside a trust, he had made himself legally untouchable. Are you ready to become a private citizen? Learn how to correct your legal status. Remove yourself from statutory jurisdiction. Protect your assets inside a trust fortress. Ensure no government agency can ever control you again. Get the full guide to status correction by becoming a trustee, lawful travel with private plates, and private asset protection with a trust fortress at trustentities.com.